I'm going to ask you to take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 37. Psalm 37. I try to study ahead and knowing that we're going through certain books and try to prepare and get my mind seeking the Lord's direction for the spirit of the message. And then there's times that I'll get something on my mind and you can't get it off your mind, and I hopefully come to the conclusion that this is the passage that the Lord would have me preach from. And I was directed to this passage of Scripture a couple of days ago and had it heavily on my mind as I began to look. And I'd like to consider the first four verses of Psalm 37. And I've entitled this message, What I Truly Desire. You know, we're living in a world that is just obviously just wicked. It's just wicked. Wickedness abounds. And in this psalm, three times in the whole psalm, I'm not going to deal with just four verses, but three times in this psalm, we're exhorted to fret not thyself. That's how this verse 1 starts off. Fret not thyself because of evil doers. Don't grieve over it. And I do. I need to hear this. Don't grieve over. Don't be angry unnecessarily. Be angry and sin not. I hate, you know, but don't grieve concerning what appears to be out of control. It's not. Remember, all things. I need to hear this now. All things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. You mean everything that I see going on in this world? That's right. And we know all things. Remember that the world's attitude toward God and toward God's church. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you what all the evil in this world is aimed toward. The Lord and His church. It's all against God's people because it's all against God. All transgression is against the Lord. We're going to suffer. We're going to be tried. We're going to be tested. Or we're going to be victorious in Christ. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the green grass and wither as the green herb. Don't grieve yourself over looking around and it appears as though that everybody else is just prospering, doing fine. Everybody's doing great. I mean, just things are looking up and up. And I mean, and here I am struggling. Here I am suffering. There's some churches that we know of, and they're going through some trials and tribulations. And And they're having some hard times. And it seemed like everybody else is just doing great. Don't fret yourself over it. Why? Because they're going to soon be cut down. Like the grass, they're going to wither as the green herb. Pray for them. Pity them. But don't fret over them. Listen. We're going to all stand before God. Now that's just a fact. We're going to stand before the Lord in Revelation 20. Here's the account. Revelation 20 verses 11-15. He said, I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. That is to hide. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. The sea gave up the dead which was in it. The dead in hell delivered up the dead which were in them. They were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The psalmist says, don't fret over it. Don't fret. They're going to be cut down. Verse 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Here's the help, the remedy for fretting. Place your confidence in the Lord. Now I need to hear that. I need to hear that. Trust in the Lord and do good. That is, do that which is beautiful, best. What is it? Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trusting in the Lord is right. Trust in the Lord, so shalt thou dwell in the land that is kept and maintained by the Lord in this world. He said there, he prayed to his Father in his high priestly prayer, John 17. He said, Father, I don't pray that you take them out of the world, but I pray that you keep them from the evil. Keep them. Trust in the Lord, so shalt thou dwell in the land. Thou shalt be fed. The Lord's given us another day. The Lord's given us another day to hear the truth. This may be the last time we ever meet together. I don't know. But we got this morning. We're going to be fed this morning. Fed faithfully. Fed securely. Kept by the power of God. Trust in the Lord. And do good. Do right. Trust Him. Philippians 1:27 says, only let your conversation be as becometh the gospel of Christ. Let your walk. Conduct yourself in a way that is becoming to the gospel that we believe. Walk trusting the Lord. I tell you this, that scripture, faithful is he that calleth you, who shall also do it. Lord, do it for me. Do it for me, because I'm weak. Delight thyself, verse 4, also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Don't fret. Don't fret. Trust in the Lord. Delight thyself in the Lord. It's so easy to miss a little word. I was going over my notes. If you'd see my notes, how many times I've delight thyself. And I was going over this, and I looked and I saw the word also. It says delight thyself. He could have said delight thyself in the Lord, but it doesn't say that. It says delight thyself also. You know, and I got to thinking, delight thyself also. What, as if there's something else too? Delight thyself also? So I looked the word up. Again, often is what the word means. Delight thyself again. Delight thyself often in the Lord. Strive often. Strive again. I need to strive again. I need to look to delight myself often in the Lord. Delighting myself in the Lord. That's the vitality of the elect. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Resting in Him who is my uplifter. Delighting myself in the Lord expels fear. Fear, being afraid and trusting the Lord, just they can't coexist. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, this word, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Now, I know we struggle. I know we struggle. But I'm going to tell you something. Delighting ourselves in the Lord cast fear out. This is a joy that no man can take away. You may take away my possessions. You may take away my life. But you can't take away the joy of a believer. That's like telling, I remember years ago I heard Brother Henry say this. He said they took prayer out of schools. He said, how do you take prayer out of schools? If somebody wants to pray, I can pray right now. You don't even know it. Calling on the Lord right now, and you don't know it. Delight thyself. That's internal. Delight thyself. Again, often in the Lord. This is what I want to say for just a few minutes. And He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give thee the delights of thine heart. Desires, I'm sorry, I said delights. Desires of thine heart. What do I desire? What do I truly desire? I jotted down 11 things that I truly pray that I desire. I want to desire this. Here's the first thing I thought about. I pray that I desire that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. This is life eternal, that they may know Thee. I desire this. It's what I want. I want to know Him. I truly do. I know something about the doctrines of grace. I know that I know that. I know total depravity and unconditional election and particular redemption, limited atonement, and irresistible grace and preservation of the saints. I know those five doctrines. I want to know the grace of those doctrines. I want to know Him. That I may know Him. I want to know the Lord. He delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of mine heart. Oh, that I might know Him. Secondly, I want to be found in Him. I want to be found in Him. Here's what Paul prayed. And be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. found and be found in Him. Here's what the word is, and be seen, be perceived, that I might be seen in the Lord. I desire that when I stand before God, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. God saw Noah in Christ. God saw Noah in Christ, in the eyes of the Lord. God saw him. God put him there. God saw him. God kept him. I tell you what I desire. When I stand before God, and we all going to, that I might be found in Him. Trust in Him. Waiting on Him. That I might know Him. Be found in Him. And here's the third thing. I desire to be a peacemaker. A peacemaker. You know why? Listen to this. Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. The children of God are called peacemakers. I want that. I desire to be one that strives after peace. Philippians 2:3. I jotted this scripture down. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself. I want to look and strive to seek your betterment and esteem you to be better than me. There's one that believes God more than I believe God. Oh, that I'd believe Him. But there's one that walks faithfully, truthfully. Strife. Things done through strife and contentions are not being done through the leadership of God's Spirit. I desire to be a peacemaker because they're called the children of God. Fourthly, I desire for the Lord to set a watch before my mouth and to keep the door of my lips because of the hurt that it causes. James 3:5-10. James says, even so the tongue is a little member. It boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, birds, serpents, things of the sea is tamed. So they don't talk about each other. That's what he said. And hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. I pray that God put a watch on my mouth. I can't say something with this tongue and not affect my hands. It affects my whole body. I was talking to a dear friend the other day, pastor in another state, and we were both admitting, just saying, you know what, I wish I'd just keep my mouth shut. And just be quiet. And I just... Fifthly, I desire to be a gracious encourager to God's people. I really started to put these two together, but I didn't. I want to be a gracious encourager. I need encouraging. I need encouraging. I beat myself up for everything, Ben. I beat myself up for everything. I didn't do this. I should have done that. I should have been here. I should have done that. I get through preaching and I drive home depressed. And I just, you know, it takes me a day to, you know, try to get over it. I just need encouraging. This is a lonely place right here. Lord, help me. Stay with me. Help me. You have no idea the burdens that a pastor finds himself. Most of them are self-inflicted, I'm sure. But I want to be an encourager to God's people. Colossians 6:4 said, "Let your speech be always with grace." Boy, do I ever need to hear that. Let your speech always, always, always be with grace. Seasoned with salt. The preserving truth of the gospel of God's free grace. That you may know how you ought to answer every man. Somebody has something to say about somebody, you know, I'd say, you know what, let's pray for them. You know, I told you about Brother Scott, me opening my big mouth one day. Somebody had said something that just so disappointed me. And I said, "Brother Scott, what do you think about this?" And he, silly me, I told him what it was. It was his answer, "Lord will teach him." And I thought, you know, man, I'm telling you, that just like stripes across my back and my heart. Lord will teach him. Pray for him. Pray for him. When I have something to say, let me remember that which I heard Brother Henry say. Is it true? Is it true? Well, if it's true, is it kind? Is it necessary? Boy, I tell you what, that'll nip a whole lot of what I say in the bud. Sixthly, I desire to be found praying for you. I desire. I love this passage of Scripture. Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. Paul the Apostle, writing to the church at Philippi, said, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." I want to be praying for you. I do. Samuel said in 1 Samuel 12:23, "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you." Pray for you. I told you before, God is my witness. I try to pray, calling every one of your names daily before the Lord. Asking the Lord blessing, asking the Lord guide us and direct us and keep us. 1 Thessalonians 5:25 says, "Brethren, pray for us. Pray for us. Ask the Lord's guidance." Number 7, I desire to be found faithful to God's calling. 1 Corinthians 4:2, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." The Lord has entrusted me to be a pastor. It's required that I be found faithful. 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 I don't want to just take up space. I don't want to be a burden. I don't. May I be found faithful. Faithful to pray for you, calling upon the Lord. Faithful to study, to give my life, to spend and be spent. This life is but a vapor. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Lord, help me not to come to the end of my life thinking back on the foolishness of being unfaithful. I want to be. His command to me is, "Delight thyself in the Lord." He's going to give me the desires of my heart. Here's number 8. I desire to have a spirit of forgiveness. You know, that's a sobering thought. here's the thing that makes it so sobering to me. I'm telling you these things right here. I'm preaching to me. You're just able to listen in. I desire to have a spirit of forgiveness. In Matthew chapter 6, our Lord was teaching His disciples to pray. And part of that prayer, it says, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." That's the only part of that model prayer that the Lord expounded on. That's the only part. It was all, you know, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven as it is in earth, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." Then He said, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." And He expounded on that part. And this is what He said: "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." And that is awfully sobering. Here's why. I know, first of all, that my forgiveness before Him is not predicated on me forgiving somebody else first. I know that. I'm thankful for that. I know this, that Almighty God forgave our debts before they ever occurred. Having chosen us in Christ that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. I know that. I know that. He forgave His people eternally. Having viewed them, seen them in Christ. I know that He forgave our debts when Christ's blood was shed. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. I know this, He forgives us daily. As we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So I know this, that He forgives His people. I know that. I'm thankful for that. And having forgiven His people in regenerating grace, He gives them a new heart. It's created in righteousness. It's a new heart. It's a heart that sinneth not. Doesn't sin. That which is born of God sinneth not. Where there is found a heart of forgiveness, and I looked it up. I looked up forgive. It means to remove or to let go of the offense. I'm just let it go. Let it go. Not that it didn't occur, because it did. If it didn't occur, there'd be nothing to forgive. I've sinned against God. I've sinned against God. And I sin against God daily. I need forgiveness right now. I need it. I need, Lord, to let it go. And He has in the person of His Son. I know that. But where there's found a spirit of forgiveness, God's given a new heart. But according to the word of our Lord, if ye forgive men their trespasses, because there's a new heart there, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men, if you don't let it go, you don't let it go. If you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Brother Henry said this. I looked up. I want to see what he had to say. He said, "Where there is found a heart or spirit of unforgiveness, there is biblical proof to say that forgiveness from the Lord has never been experienced." Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. If the Lord's forgiven me, I won't forgive you. I'm asking you to forgive me. Forgive me. I walk in ways that needs forgiving. Number 9, I desire to endure to the end. I want to endure to the end. Why? Because he that endureth to the end shall be saved. He's going to have to keep me. But I desire that he keep me. Because I can't keep myself. Number 10. I desire to be found hearing the gospel. Why? Because faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So, Lord, I desire to be consistently under the sound of the gospel. I want that. I desire that. And then lastly, can all be summed up in these last two statements I'm about to make. I desire to believe God. Abraham believed God. Not that he believed in God. He did believe in God, but he believed God. Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. The evidence is that he believed God. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And listen to this, Psalm 27:4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty, the delight of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He'll give thee the desires of thy heart. I want that. There's some evidences there of a believer, and I want that. I want to know Him. I want to be found in Him. I want to be a peacemaker. I want to be a forgiving believer. For Christ, that He's forgiven me. I want to be forgiven. I want to trust Him. I want to walk in Him. I want to hear the gospel. Lord, help us. Keep us for Thy name's sake.